Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, is it yourself?
It is.
When I was away, I was reading a number of books. One of them is the brand new book from Michael Harding.
Oh.
Who you know of.
I do.
Of course, the fine Michael Harding.
Great man.
And he mentions a Frank Maguire.
Okay.
In the book. Now, Frank Maguire would be your uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cattle dealer.
There you go. And he talks about him. At some stage, he was keeping an eye on McNeans because you were away or something. But it's just a lovely story of going into of Frank, and I think Frank made the comment in the book along the lines of if it wasn't for Nevin, like, laying clothes down.
But it was lovely. That's so nice.
Yeah, but it was just and I said, if we're talking about being a black lion, Michael Harding was in this new book, and it was just a lovely story. But, well, he mentioned Frank, and I mean,
that is so
Frank,
nice,
because I think I've met your uncle.
Oh, you have, absolutely, you have met him. And Frank E. Maguire lives about 2 minutes from the restaurant.
He's
like a father to me.
Well,
he's a great
go.
Man. That's so nice.
Well, that's what it was.
What a small world.
Yeah,
oh.
Well, it is a small world. And of course, Michael Harding, as you know, is a gorgeous writer.
What a genius.
He's just a great man.
He's so articulate.
The book is actually about his dad and relationships, and it's called I Loved Him From the Day He Died.
Isn't that lovely?
It's lovely, yeah. But anyway, when I saw Black Lion mentioned.
I'm going to tell me, Uncle Love.
And he does a bit of history of the area and what,
as
we know, went on from time to time.
Thank you.
I said Dr. Harding might be inclined to send one to you. Anyway, listen, what have you got food-wise?
I thought, we'll do a nice, simple potato and leek soup with some bacon.
It's
that
a gorgeous
good?
Thing, isn't
just
it?
Just two soup recipes, really, really nice.
I'm starving.
Are you?
You come in here, I'm starving. What have you got for me then, come on? Potato and leek.
You have a glass of water. So, it's a very simple soup, and it's gluten-free because there's no flour in it. It's just so wholesome. That's the word to use. Rapeseed oil, one onion, chopped or sliced. It doesn't matter because you're going to blend the soup. Two potatoes peeled. Oh, there's the spuds coming back. He's happy.
Yeah.
Cut into cubes. And then we're going to cook that with some bacon lardons. Now, if you want this vegetarian, just leave out the bacon lardons. About 4 ounces of smoky bacon, gorgeous smoky flavour. Fry all that off in a saucepan, and then into that you're going to add in your leeks. You're going to chop the leeks, slice them, and you're going to make sure they're washed. So that's the top, the green part and the white part, both. Use the whole leek, don't waste any of it. That's going to go in there, a lovely bit of fresh thyme. We're going to use either some chicken or vegetable stock, it doesn't really matter. I would usually probably use chicken stock, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And then into that then...
Why would you use chicken?
I just think it's a nicer flavour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and well, if you roast off your chicken...
No argument with that then. Yeah.
If you cook this, pardon me, Marty, the smaller you cut the potatoes, the quicker it's going to cook. So when we do this in the cookery school, we let the students do this, and then it says milk in the recipe, but to be honest with you, in the cookery school, we finish with cream.
Okay.
100 mils of milk or cream. I like cream in a soup, to be truthful with you.
Yeah.
A nice double cream. But what we also do, it's not in this recipe, a little bit of blue cheese. It is gorgeous. Cashel Blue, they're celebrating 40 years producing gorgeous, gorgeous blue cheese from Tipperary. It's so beautiful. You could sprinkle in about, you know, crumb in some blue cheese, and that just gives it another lovely hit without being too strong.
Yeah.
Because people are a bit nervous about blue cheese. Oh, I'm not sure if I like that. But in the soup, it's beautiful. So it's not in the recipe, just for your listeners, but you do try it in with that. I would still add the smoked bacon, blend it all with a stick blender. That will keep in your fridge for easily up to a week.
A stick blender?
Just a pan blender. Sorry, that's very American, isn't it?
No, do you sell them in your
no,
your,
I don't.
In your supermarket?
No, we should.
What are you asking? I haven't heard of calling.
Any kind of, even you can blend it in a Nutribullet or a food processor, but a stick blender is a really good. The best blender we use, it's made in Switzerland. It's called a Bamix. It's very good. It's excellent. We have three of them in the cookery school.
Okay.
And they're just a wee blender. I have one at home. When I'm blending soup, leave it in there for a minute, keep your finger on it, and it blends it beautifully and smooth.
Want
that lovely silky texture.
That's good.
It's a creamy, velvety soup. Remember, it's milk in the recipe. I use cream, but to lift it to another level, a little bit of blue cheese.
And there are other blenders, but none as good as that one.
Well, in my opinion. And it's a great soup.
And
with some lovely buttery bread, brown bread.
Oh, that'd
bread
be lovely.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Just
imagine you coming home now from Limerick and having a bowl of that.
Oh,
would
you
be happy?
You, potato and leek and bacon. I'd have to go to McNean's, but no. I think we might try and make that ourselves. That sounds gorgeous.
Now, talking to McNean's, the next soup, parsnip and honey. I got the inspiration from this soup from a restaurant in New York called Per Se. Thomas Keller, 3 Michelin star, one of the best experiences I've ever had. I never had parsnip and honey before in a soup, to be honest with you. you? He put a little bit of vanilla into it, which I thought was amazing. So I said, let's try and recreate that at home. So this is what we have here.
Okay.
We serve this in the restaurant as a little amuse-bouche, pre-starter, with our 9-course menu. So
right.
It's one of the
now,
first
he was serving it
courses.
As a full soup.
Yeah. No, no, small.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. And
okay.
I said, oh, I'm going to try that. So I am. Lovely
parsnip
and
honey.
Yeah, it's really good. It's
okay.
Really good. So butter we're using, you can use butter and oil because the oil stops the butter from burning.
Yeah.
A large onion chopped or sliced. A couple of parsnips. Say it's 8 parsnips, depending on the size. If they're big parsnips, you know, you could maybe just go for 2 large parsnips. So, because and you chop them, you peel them, chop them. Fresh thyme, clear honey, that all goes into a pot. And you're going to kind of caramelise that for about 5-10 minutes. That's where you're going to get the flavour. So remember, parsnips are naturally sweet, but they work really well with a little bit of honey, in my opinion. And then we're going to put in some chicken or vegetable stock, finish it with cream, 100 mils of cream, and then you blend it again. But it's a beautiful combination, Marty, it really is.
It's I've never come across this before.
It is one of the nicest soups.
Does it have a name? Like just parsnip, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the posh name would be a velouté.
Is that how they say it in Cameron? I'll have a velouté.
Well, people say, you know, we put it on our menu. What's a velouté? They'll be saying, I say, it's a very posh name for a fluffy, creamy soup.
I've never heard of that before, a velouté. That's very good.
So you'll be going home making, I want my parsnip velouté.
But now, I'm going to ask you a question now. You'll be laughing at me. But you wouldn't have that as a soup.
You would. Yeah, definitely.
Ah, yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
No, but you were saying it's
in the restaurant, we only give it because they're having 9 courses. But at home,
right.
The two recipes that I've done here, that's just a bowl with some bread, like that's your lunch sorted, you know, if you want supper.
Yeah, that's very true. Parsnip and honey soup, that's lovely.
And there's no flour in either one, so they're nice and light, and the thickening agent is coming from the parsnips. In the other one, it's the potato, so it is.
All
so
right.
you're looking for a light, not a really heavy, gloopy soup. I don't want that. And you don't want a runny soup like a brat.
No.
It's just a lovely, creamy, velvety soup. So it is. So the stick blender again, blend
terrific.
It all up, goes in the cream, and it's so good. And like, if you think, oh, it's a little bit too sweet, put a tiny little teaspoonful, it's not in the recipe, but of white wine vinegar, so that counteracts it. It's that kind of yin and yang, sweet and sour.
Yeah,
well,
for
does
sure.
Work really well.
That's a lovely idea. As I say, because I've never heard of it, you're going, ooh, that'd be worth trying.
Yeah.
You know? Could it go wrong?
No.
Could you make it?
No. No, definitely not.
You know the way?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
And it's a soup that I would make a bit at home. Lucia, my daughter, it's interesting, the twins, she's very much a sweet tooth, a bit like me.
Yeah.
So the honey works really well and they like that. Sometimes actually when I make this, I never mentioned, I put carrots and parsnips.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do. I put carrot and parsnip. But parsnip is definitely beautiful. I think it's an underused vegetable.
Well, it is, and you don't see it. You don't get served it when, you know, someone says, oh, I'll have a side of vegetable.
That's right. My mother used to make a smash of carrot and parsnip, you know, mashed with some honey and a butter.
Well, you see, with all due respect, I mean, I wouldn't be mad about parsnips. But, no.
Okay.
But you're right. If you add something to it to give it another bit of a flavour, then it'll work.
That is true.
Otherwise, you know, you're in trouble. Anyway, listen.
But I thought for the time of year, it's two lovely soup recipes.
Absolutely.
A little bit different too. And that one will keep in your fridge for up to a week too. And you can freeze both of them soups.
Well, of course. And that's something to warm the cockles here.
Oh, that's it. I love it.
Parsnip and honey soup and potato leek and bacon soup, which is lovely. Winter warmers. Again, just to remind you that those recipes are on our webpage, Marty in the Morning, RT Lyric FM, and then Marty in the Morning and Evan's recipes are there for you.
Thank you.
Now, I asked you last week and I left you alone. Have you had a think over the week as to anything you'd like to hear? Any songs about chicken or... There's no songs about lardons, is there? No. I know.
Well, you're getting me in a hole.
Simon and Garfunkel. Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme.
There we go. I love it. That's my favourite song.
You're such a spoof. Anyway, Parsley, Sage, Rosemary and Thyme. It's a gorgeous song from Simon and Garfunkel and it's Nevin's choice today.
Thank you, Martin.
Safe home.
God bless. Bye. See you next week.
Good luck.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cake. She'll be our true love, our sweet child.